As the days fly by and the year passes on, it seems that we come to a feast that we just celebrated yesterday, but it is not yesterday, it is today. And today we celebrate the feast of a very, very popular and wonderful saint from Poland. In fact, he was a canon of the Cathedral of Krakow, the same cathedral of which His Holiness St. John Paul II was the Cardinal Archbishop before he was elected to the papacy. St. Hyacinth went to Rome with his bishop, perhaps for the ad limina visit that bishops are bound to make every 5 years to the Holy Father. And when he was there, they passed through different towns. Among them, of course, the cities where both St. Francis of Assisi and St. Dominic were found. And of course, they knew each other. Birds of a feather flocked together. Well, St. Hyacinth met St. Dominic, and St. Dominic convinced him, and he became the first Polish Dominican. So he sent him back to Poland, and St. Hyacinth went back and founded 5 or 6 convents of the Dominican order. And in the meantime, he converted many, many, many young men and priests became Dominicans, brothers and priests, and also he performed many, many miracles. And one of the ones that I always tell about, because it is the most remarkable and it's my favorite, at one point the city of Krakow was assaulted, and the enemy was coming, and so the Dominicans had to flee for their lives. So they all left the monastery, and St. Hyacinth led them. And as he was coming down the stairs, there was a beautiful, beautiful statue of Our Lady, a marble statue, which is still there, which must have weighed about 2,000 pounds. And as he was coming down the stairs, and he had the Blessed Sacrament in one hand, and then she turns to him and says, "And are you going to leave me here too?" And he, you know, wondered at first, and he said, "Well, if the Blessed Mother wants me to take her, I will take her." So he took up the 2,000-pound statue in one arm, and they went off. And then when they come to the river, he took his Dominican cape, and they all floated on the cape to the other side of the shores, and the enemy was not able to hurt them. Now later on they returned, and of course he brought the statue back. And he died in 1257, and of course he is buried in the Church of St. Dominic in Krakow, one of the most beautiful altars of Krakow, where his body and the saints that surrounded him are buried. Now, another thing that we, of course, do at our All Mass, we always pray to Our Lady. That goes without saying. But it was recommended to me by Brother Jake before he left, because of the heat and of the hurricane season, to pray for salutary rain. And so the second collect and prayers of this Mass today is for rain. Now, I prayed that a few years ago, and I always tell other priests to do so in the traditional rite, of course. There is no such Mass in the other missal, to pray it, because it really works. And the last time I prayed that prayer, or that Mass, because it is a Mass, a full Mass, it did not stop raining for months and months and months. So get your umbrellas ready, and get your kayaks ready too. But the thing about it is, if the Gulf of Mexico is cooled down by rain, we will not have a hurricane. So we pray to Almighty God through the intercession of St. Hyacinth and of Our Lady of Prompt Succor to grant that we will not have any hurricanes this year. And now we continue with our usual prayers.